Be seated.
The tribunal's about to start. Would everyone please be seated in the council chamber? The tribunal's about to start.
This tribunal is in session.
Slackers. Shirker.
Traitor.
Shirker. Slackers.
Order. Order in this chamber. This may not be a court of law, but we will not tolerate such unruly behaviour from the public gallery. We are here to assess the case of Mr. Alfred Martlew.
Judas.
Mr. Martlew pleads exemption from military service on the grounds of religious conviction. What have you to say for yourself, Mr. Martlew?
I'm a member of the Society of Friends, that is the Quakers, with whose views on war I entirely agree. I've been a member of the Quakers all my life, but I've not been a speaking member.
Conchy bastard.
Brandon with a crucifix.
Brandon with a crucifix.
Silence in the chamber. The Right Honourable Arnold Rowntree MP, Member of Parliament for the City of York, has a statement to make on behalf of conscientious objectors in general, with relevance to Mr. Martlew in particular as a Quaker employee of his firm.
Why? He's another conchy Quaker, defending these shirkers.
Officers, remove that woman. Mr. Rowntree.
It is felt that war is essentially contrary to the spirit of Christianity, and naturally, when a war like this breaks out, the Quakers find themselves in a position of peculiar difficulty in refusing to fight. Now, a large body of conscientious objectors want to serve their country in a time of trial like this in the most effective way they can. Yet there are in this country today large numbers of men who feel that they cannot help because they are afraid of getting within the military machine. They are willing to be persecuted for not fighting, but it is a question of conscience with them.
Conchy bastard. Branding with a crucifix.
You should respect our religion.
Alderman Sir Joseph Sykes Rymer.
Could you, Mr. Martlew, undertake anything to do with military service in any way?
I will not submit to any form of compulsory military service.
Mr. Scott?
Would you be averse to service in the medical corps of the army?
Yes.
Do you object to succouring the wounded?
I object to succouring the wounded if I have to do it under a military system.
Is it a fact that a large body of the Society of Friends are doing ambulance work?
Yes.
With the same conviction as your own?
Presumably so, yes.
Are there not already Quakers actually fighting?
Yes, but I will not fight.
Supposing you were asked to dig trenches or something of that kind?
I should not do that.
Would you do anything you could to mitigate suffering in any way?
Yes.
Why not by digging trenches?
Digging trenches is enabling them to take life, and I will not support the conflict.
Why won't you fight? My man's fighting.
Why won't you fight?
Why won't you fight? My dad's in France.
Is it fair to ask you what action you would take in a town if it was invaded?
I should not resort to physical force to prevent it. I should not take up a gun to kill a man.
Mr. Scott?
Would you mind if the Germans occupied England?
If they came, it would not rob me of my soul.
Would you consent to be ruled by Germans and obey their laws?
Yes, so long as they did not violate my conscience.
Conchy bastard.
If the Germans invaded England, our women would be safer in God's keeping than defended by force.
Traitor.
You're just a traitor.
Do you believe in the police for the protection of the public and the suppression of crime?
Yes.
Where does the difference come in between the operations of the military and the police if another nation has run amok and England, as a nation, has been called upon to act as the police of the world?
The police are not a military force, and they do not take life. I would not take life. If I accept work under the military, I have to do what I am told to do, under the penalty of military punishment.
Sir Joseph Sykes Rymer.
Do you think the military are not taking steps to save life?
I cannot agree that it is a right to aid evil.
Do you think it is right to defend women, children, and old people like myself?
I would do all I could to defend you to the extent of not taking life.
Should you attempt, by any force, to protect the chastity of your fiancée?
I should hope not. I think that the whole system of militarism is against one of the great natural laws under which we all have to live.
I think God has made a great mistake in sending you on the earth before the second coming.
Yes, perhaps so. I am willing to accept a penalty rather than undertake military service. I will even suffer the penalty of being shot.
I believe Mr. Martlew's fiancée, Miss Annie Lehman, wishes to speak on his behalf.
I've been working out with Mr. Matlow for 4 years and we are now engaged to be married. We met at the Friends Meeting House in Gainsborough where we attended Sunday school together. We are both of the opinion that any form of conscription for military purposes is a violation of that individual liberty of conscience, which is the direct outcome of the teaching of Christ. In addition, we have no fight with the working people of Germany. It is the landowners and toffs of both countries who are promoting this war, and it only serves to typify the fierce competition and class struggle of our ordinary lives.
That's enough, Miss Lehman. Mr. Roundtree.
This country occupies the place she does in the world today because, with all her faults, she has proved herself time and time again the true home of personal liberty, of free institutions, and of unimprisoned spiritual ideas. I beg of you to leave men still the masters of their own souls, and to do nothing to destroy the fabric of England's appeal to the conscience of the world. Do nothing that is going to fan anything that might be a religious war in this country.
Do not fear what you are about to suffer.
The decision of this tribunal.
Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be...
Is tested. That it will not grant Mr. Martlew exemption from military service.
And for 10 days you will have tribulation.
And in the light of his refusal to do any work of national importance, he will be incarcerated at Richmond Castle alongside 15 of his fellow objectionists.
Be faithful unto death.
Until such time as he sees sense, or the military authorities decide what to do with him.
And I will give you the crown of life. Revelation 2, verse 10.
They made me wear uniform. They marched me to the front line. But I refused to fight. They tied me to a barbed wire fence. I thought I was going to die. They left me tied for the day. They stripped me naked, tied me to a crucifix. I thought I was going to die. They condemned me to death. I don't know what's going to happen to me next.
Order, order. Would members please be silent? The Member of Parliament for Leeds West, Ted Harvey, wishes to address Parliament.
A number of non-combatants were sent on Tuesday to France, and 8 of them were sent in handcuffs from Seaford. A number of men from Richmond were taken under even worse conditions. And I want to read a letter which I have received, which was sent to the mother of one of these men. In spite of an assurance made in good faith in this house, fear is used as a weapon to punish these men. My dear mother,
I, along with all the other prisoners, am being sent to France. Brocklesby and myself have decided to be quite passive, the responsibility being theirs to make us go and fight. And if the worst should happen and they shoot us, I'm thankful to say I'm quite calm and peaceful, and I hope that God in his great mercy will give you similar peace to mine. They may be testing us to the extreme, so let us live in hope that we shall be happily reunited in the near future. But we're not going unless they force us under armed escort. This will prove that we go under protest. I could not say all that I feel towards you, but I thank God for you, my sweet mother. I have been privileged to have you and the years God has allowed me in your company.
But now I've got a reprieve of hard labour. The Home Office have made me promises. They will protect me. I'll only be given work that's not connected to the military. But they've broken those promises. I've been on the run. It's been the most distressing year of my life. I'll probably have to turn myself in. But God will stay with me. God's on my side.
Annie! Annie!
What is it, Evelina?
Annie!
Calm down, Evelina!
Take a look at the paper.
Friday 13th, 1917. Identity of drowned man solved. The coroner for York held an inquiry last night into the circumstances surrounding the death of Alfred Martlew, whose body was recovered from the River Ouse near the Archbishop's Palace at Bishopthorpe on Wednesday. and judging from the appearance of the body, it had been in the water 10 days. Witness Frank North said he last saw the deceased at their lodgings on July the 4th, where he asked him what he was doing in York. Deceased replied that he had been missing for some weeks because on three occasions the Home Office authorities had broken their pledge to him regarding the type of work he was to undertake. He informed the witness that he had come to York for the purpose of giving himself up to the police authorities in order to serve the remainder of his sentence, rather than trust the Home Office. The deceased appeared very distressed and left the house in a sudden fashion. The witness identified the body by his clothing, a sporting suit of brown tweed, a white celluloid collar, black tie, a new striped cotton shirt, and in particular, a tattoo mark on his right arm. The coroner, in summing up, said the probability was that the deceased had taken his own life, but there was no positive evidence. The jury returned the verdict of found drowned.